The coroner's office says nearly 3,000 people in Winnebago County died within the last year. 45 of them were part of the area's homeless population. That's according to Carpenter's Place, a nonprofit homeless shelter in Rockford. A small wood-paneled room tucked away inside the Carpenter's Place overflowed with people last week. The crowd was mourning for the homeless people in the community who have passed in 2018. Kay Larrick is the executive director of the Carpenter's Place.
We think that's really a wonderful opportunity because really all the things that are done at Carpenter's Place are really done as a result of the community.
Friends, family, and many social workers attended the vigil. Angie Walker from the city's Community Action Agency was there.
When these people pass away, oftentimes there's nobody to do anything for them. And they're people just like anybody else, so they deserve to be remembered.
Service providers like Walker are part of an initiative that earned Rockford national attention for the way they've tried to reduce homelessness. In 2015, a program called Built for Zero began in Rockford. Walker said it changed the way agencies organized together to advocate for those looking for help.
We have a single point of entry, which is our office here, where anybody experiencing homelessness, they can come to one place, they come here.
People are placed on a list ordered by urgency. For example, a chronically homeless veteran can be given housing quicker than a non-veteran single adult. Jennifer Jager is the Community Services Director for the City of Rockford. She works with Walker at the agency.
It's completely data-driven. Everything we do in homelessness is totally data-driven.
Rockford was one of the very first communities in the U.S. to reach a functional zero for homeless veterans and chronically homeless people. That means the list of veterans needing housing can't be longer than 8 people at one time, and the list for chronically homeless people can't be longer than 3 people. No one is supposed to stay on either list more than 30 days. Walker said it's nearly impossible to fake a functional zero certification because the confirmation process is so extensive.
It is not easy to get the certification. I think when we did the chronically homeless, I think it was easier to house the people than it was to do the paperwork to get confirmed.
Sustainability for those who've been housed is addressed by the agency through personalized care and multi-agency impact groups. Jager said steps like getting a job or improving mental health can only happen once someone is safely housed.
How do you go from being on the street to looking presentable for employment, for transportation, the whole bit? Once you're housed, a lot of those barriers go away.
Jager said the city is still recovering from the severe economic downturn of the 1980s.
In addition to that, quite honestly, Rockford has an ungodly high eviction rate. We're 51st in the nation for rate of evictions, which is horrible. We've got neighborhoods where 1 in 5 households get evicted annually.
The faith-based organization Rockford Rescue Mission is part of the effort to aid struggling community members. Greg Cooney, the program's director, attended the vigil at Carpenter's Place.
Yeah, many of the pictures that scrolled across the screen and names that were read are people that had stayed in our shelter.
He said a majority of women coming to the mission are domestic abuse survivors. Most of the men, he said, struggle with addiction. He said mental health problems are also a reoccurring issue. Built for Zero is a national organization. Recently, they gave Rockford a goal of reaching functionally zero homeless people in all populations by 2020. Walker said with a chuckle that they have an intimidating amount of hard work still to do.
I mean, it's very flattering, but it's terrifying.
Jager said all hands on deck would be appreciated.
I would hope that all sides of the community start working with us to address the problem.
I'm Sarah Jesmer.